Hey, fighters, welcome to the Contractor Fight. My name is Tom Reber, and appreciate you guys clicking play, putting me in your ear today. Today I'm flying solo because I have a special announcement for an event that I want to make sure that you guys are aware of. And then I'm going to just share some thoughts on something else here before we get out of here. So, but anyway, listen, far too many home improvement contractors are playing too small in their business and their life. And right now there's one of two things going on if you're a contractor. Okay. Especially since this whole COVID thing. If you've had your shit together, you're kicking ass. And if you haven't, you're struggling. Okay. And a lot of guys are struggling to provide for their families. They're wondering if they should get a job. They're feast and famine, all this other stuff. And, but listen, you know, many of us have been there. We know it sucks. And what I've come to find through the years is there are three main things that those who are kicking ass consistently have in common, along with some mindset stuff, right? But the real three things are being a good leader, really getting the marketing thing down, and really kicking ass at sales. Okay, and you know when we started our business, you know, I was talking to a tile guy today, and I said, dude, when you started your business, you're a craftsman, but guess what? Now you're a marketing company, you know, cause you start a business, you're now the marketing and sales company. All right. And so it is your duty as a business owner to really learn how to lead better, how to market your ass off and attract the right clients, and to sell to people that deserve to be your customer. Okay. And so that's why I want to make sure you guys are aware. We have a Contractor Sales Academy event. It's our next level event. And it's coming up here in April, end of April. I know it's just right around the corner down at the Hilton Sandestin Beach Golf Resort and Spa in, what is it, Miramar Beach or something like that, Florida, Destin, Florida. And we're going to head down there with our whole team. And we got a three-day event that's going to be really fucking cool. We're going to dig in helping you guys how to learn how to master the marketing so that you can create customers on demand. Okay. That your phone rings consistently with the right leads. Okay. And those who master the marketing game, guys, never worry about money. I'm telling you, when your marketing is mastered, you are in charge. Okay. Second thing we're really digging into is sales. Where we're going to teach you not just our Shin Fu process. Okay, that's going to be part of it. But day one of this event is all about sale, your sales process, your mindset around sales. Obviously, we're going to get into some of the Shin Fu stuff. We're going to teach you how to handle objections. All right. We're going to teach you, you know, how to always get somebody's budget, what to say when somebody wants you to itemize your fucking proposal or revise it for the 40th time. We're going to teach you certain word tracks and secret language, like our own secret language here, that will turn objections back on the customer without you being an asshole. Okay. We're going to equip you with the confidence to save a sale. Okay. Like I always talk about when you're backed into a corner in the sales process and you have nowhere to go, we're going to teach you actually how to kick the wall out behind you and some other really cool shit. All right. And then guys, so that's day one of the event. Day two of the event, we have a marketing and leadership workshop with Marcus Sheridan. If you don't know who Marcus Sheridan is, Google him. He's one of the top Forbes speakers in the world, ranked speakers of sales and marketing and leadership training. He's a friend of the Fights and the Contractor Sales Academy for several years. We brought him in several times through the years to do some workshops and things with us and our members, and he never disappoints. And guys, on day two, and listen, he's a contractor, by the way. Okay. So it's not some, you know, corporate fuck that I brought in who's never lived a day as a contractor. All right. He's going to teach you how to be a better leader, how to talk to and get the most from your team, know exactly how to talk to them, how to motivate them. He's going to teach you, how to, where the future of digital sales and marketing is going. Guys, if you're not going where the future is, you're going to be like one of those old dudes now that still thinks the yellow pages is relevant. Okay. He's going to teach you, in fact, right now, prospects, customers are evolving. They're more sophisticated. They're more educated. And it's going to require a different set of skills to learn how to win them over. Okay. When they're a little more sophisticated. You're going to get into really being a better communicator, an influencer, to be the leader of your team. All these things Marcus is going to cover at his one-day workshop. Super excited to do that. And then day three, guys, is networking, man. It's poolside networking. It's hanging out in the Florida sun, on the beach, at the pool, with your fellow attendees. You get to hang with me, my whole team in the fight, and the Sales Academy. You're going to get to pick our brains, have a tequila, goof off. You're going to have amazing conversations with other attendees that are there that are kicking ass in their life and in their business, in their business. So I want to invite you to go to the show notes, click the link, contractorsalesacademy.com/next-level-2021. contractorsalesacademy.com/next-level-2021. Okay. Or you can type that in your browser, however you want to do it, but go there. Guys, we have two ticket options. We have the day one Wednesday pass, April 28th. And then we have the 3-day all access pass. Prices are going up in a few weeks. So make sure that you get your ticket now and don't spend more money than you need to. But guys, the VIP thing's got the Wednesday sales training with me and my team. You get Wednesday lunch. You get a VIP reception with cocktails and food. Thursday training with Marcus Sheridan. Thursday breakfast and lunch. VIP dinner with drinks on us. And then Friday poolside networking. That's the whole enchilada there for the whole VIP package. So telling you, don't miss this shit. Get your ass there and change your life. contractorsalesacademy.com/next-level-2021 or hit the link in the show notes. All right. So now what's on my mind today, other than sharing this event that is with you guys, I want to encourage you to not be so fucking soft. I don't know any other way to say it. I am seeing so much damn softness in the world right now. Everyone's offended. Everyone's getting butthurt about shit. And I want to encourage you. I don't know what you're going through right now. But whatever adversity you are facing, I don't want you to be influenced by the wussification of our world. I don't want you to be influenced to become soft. Okay. John Wayne said, life is hard, but it's a lot harder when you're stupid. All right, which is true. But I'm telling you right now, life's also harder when you're a soft little bitch. In fact, this is so funny. This is how I know I have the right woman. My queen, the other day, we were having a conversation, and there was someone else involved in the conversation. And she said something to the extent, I wrote it down here, about getting a backbone. And she says, even if you need to take your own backbone and stick it up your ass to help you stand taller, then do that. You're right, guys, men, women that are listening to this, don't be influenced by the soft little wusses that are out there. Now, I'm not saying don't be sensitive. I'm not saying don't have empathy. In fact, anybody that fucking knows me, empathy is actually one of my strengths. Okay. I'm one of the most caring motherfuckers you will ever meet in your life. And people that spend time with me one-on-one and come out for our coaching programs and this and that, or they'll, whatever, that people that actually hang out with me, they're often very surprised how caring I am. Okay. But listen, there's a difference. Like, you could be caring and still not be a pussy. Okay. And yeah, I said that. Okay. Little kitty. I'm not allowed to say stuff like that on Facebook anymore because they keep flagging me. All right. But guys, nobody owes you shit. Okay. And you could be offended by every little fucking thing in the world if you want to, but you ain't going to make your life any better. Okay. Success is going to come to those who I believe pick a fight with their fucking adversity. And that's my whole point here today. All right. What are you facing right now? Having a hard time leading your team? Having a hard time finding people? Then pick a fight with that issue and go to war with it. Okay. And when I say go to war, we don't fire warning shots. Okay. As a Marine, we didn't fire warning shots. All right. In fact, I want to like kill you four times to make sure you're dead. Guys, ground your enemy into dust with your heel. That is the mindset and the mentality that I'm urging you to take right now as you pick a fight with your adversity. Okay. You getting your ass kicked in sales, then pick a fight with that shit, ground the enemy to the fucking into the dirt. And what I mean by that is you level up your damn skills. You get coaching, you get uncomfortable, you put in the work, you do whatever it takes to win. Be ethical. Okay. A lot of you guys misinterpret when I get on a rant like this that I say, when I say do whatever it takes, it means you cheat and you steal and you all that shit. No, that's not what I'm talking about. Be an ethical person. Okay. But find a way to win. All right. Winners find a way to win. Losers find another excuse. Losers are going to spend time justifying, oh, I'm not good at sales because, you know, customers are cheap. Well, you know what? You might not be good at sales because you're attracting the wrong prospects because your marketing blows scrotums. Okay. So maybe go to war with your marketing and your marketing messaging. Maybe spend more money on your goddamn website than you do on a fucking sprayer or the latest tool. You guys running around, you know, racking up fucking bills out the ass, buying tools and shit, but ask you to spend 10, 15 grand on your website, you'd think I'm asking to kill one of your children. All right. Go to war with the shit that's keeping you mediocre. All right. Mediocrity dies today. Start saying that to yourself. Start having a higher standard for yourself. Instead of bitching and being soft and blaming the world and the media and who the fucking president is and, you know, Pelosi and anything else that you want to bitch about and COVID and the masks and your governor and all this other shit, how about fucking off a bit and going to war with the shit? Okay. And looking in the mirror and getting better. I know this is a very heavy F-bomb episode today because I'm a little fired up. All right. I'm fired up because I care. A lot of you guys are, it's friendly fire that you've gone to war with yourself and you can't even conquer yourself right now because you can't get out of your own way. And it's a bunch of friendly fire. You're not selling because you won't get sales training. You won't deal with your limiting beliefs around money, around your value, around sales. Okay. You can't keep a team, can't build a team. You can't attract a team because you haven't invested in yourself as a leader. I can go on, or you're blaming the fact that, you know, oh, my guys are a bunch of idiots. We can't finish a job on time, but you don't do job costing. You don't get better as somebody who knows how to price their work. And with your numbers, you're not putting in the work. You're too quick to point fingers around all the outside conditions that you think are responsible for your lack of success and your mediocrity. So guys, girls, theys, whatever the fuck you call yourself, get off your damn ass. Quit being a little bitch. Quit being soft. Take control of your day. Take control of the things you can control. Okay. That's huge here. Okay. Don't give a shit about the shit you can't control, but what can you control? You can control when you get your ass up in the morning, when you go to bed, what you put in your body, what comes out of your mouth, how you think, the things you consume that affect how you think, how you respond when shit doesn't go your way. Guys, our thoughts and our actions, we have control over 100%. And where you want to be right now in your life, it's your choice. It's that simple. It is your choice. So hopefully you got the point of what's on my mind today, this little solo cast. at the top of this thing, I talked about our event down in Florida. Hit the link in the show notes. Get your ass over there to the event. Okay. Let me buy you a drink, shake your hand, look in your eye, give you a fucking pep talk that'll change your life. All right. Get there. And if you can't get there, then I don't know what to tell you. I trust you're going to make the best decision for you. I'm not giving you shit. I'm just saying, I don't know what to tell you other than make better choices. Choose the right actions. Choose the right thoughts. Control what you can control. And guys, start putting a damn chip on your shoulder a little bit. I think if you put a chip on your shoulder and you said, fuck this, anything that ain't going the way I want in my life and in my business, I'm going to war with that shit and I'm going to annihilate that motherfucker. What would your life look like if you actually approached adversity that way? And this does not give you a license to be an asshole. All right. I come across the way I do here because I'm fired up, but I don't talk this way to people. Okay. One-on-one. If I have an issue with them, I want to be very clear here. You going to war and annihilating the enemy doesn't mean you're an asshole. Doesn't mean you're a D-bag. Doesn't mean to treat people like shit. It just means that you have an intensity and a focus that's going to move the fucking needle in your life instead of you having another year of making fucking excuses and blaming everybody else but the fucker in the mirror. All right? So go to war. Pick a fucking fight. Pick a worthy fight. All right? Listen, you stealing from your fucking family? All right? Your kids don't see you enough? Your relationship with your spouse or significant other isn't where you want it to be, then fucking pick a fight with that shit. All right. And usually that involves you getting your head out of your ass and owning your own shit and going toe to toe with the uncomfortable shit in your life in order to make that part of your life better. That's what I mean by picking a fight. It could be anything. Your health, your money, your team, your relationships. Guys, you've got this. I'm telling you, you have got this if you want it. Whatever you paid yourself in 2020, all right, you can multiply that times four for 2021 if you fucking choose it. I'm telling you, you can. If you're willing to put the damn work in. And this is, you know me, it's not some woo-woo bullshit. All right. There are very few things, but there's some levers that are going to move the fucking needle in your life, in your business, in your income. But you got to figure out those levers, right? You got to figure out those levers and you got to work them consistently. Sometimes the lever is the way you think. Sometimes it's your actions. Sometimes it's a combination of both. But my point here is you can do this. You have what it takes. If you choose it. It's there waiting for you. You were created to do some great shit in your life. So pick a fucking fight with your adversity. Pick a fight with your bullshit excuses. Pick a fight with your softness that you've allowed to creep in because everybody fucking around you is a fucking little Charmin man or whatever the fuck I'm trying to say. All right. Everyone's fucking soft. I'm tired of being soft. Okay. I catch myself going that way every now and then. Okay. So this talk is enough for me than it is for you. Might even be more for me. But the point is here, guys, recognize when you're being a little puss and turn that shit around and live the damn life, live unafraid the way you want to live your life. Be that person. Okay. And if it's unpopular, who cares? God, this is like the squirrel tangent moment of all tangent moments. I love you guys. You guys rock. I got to roll. Head of the contractorfight.com. Want more information on all the shit we do, we would really appreciate a review on iTunes. And don't forget to hit the link to what we got going on in Florida that's down in the show notes. Appreciate you guys. You rock. I gotta roll. Have an awesome day.